This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
People around the Umpqua Valley and beyond look forward to the next several days. Every year, it's Graffiti Weekend in Roseburg. Bob Scott, the organizer of the Graffiti Committee and president of the Timberland Corvette Club, thanks for coming in.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Actually, it's president of Graffiti Weekend as well.
You've got all kinds of things going on. Graffiti Weekend, talk about what people are going to enjoy this weekend.
Well, actually, it starts tomorrow, Wednesday, with our kickoff show at the VA hosted by the Street Memories Car Club. And we do that every year where they park on that inside large lawn and just do a show and shine and judging and such.
And I know the veterans over there that can get over to it or could get out and look out the window to see that have got to enjoy that.
Actually, it's better than that because the VA built a sidewalk around the entire yard. And they can come out in their wheelchairs and come around. Cars are right backed up right to that sidewalk.
All right, even better. So that'll be going on, looks like 10 to 2, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right, and what else is happening tomorrow?
After that is a dance kickoff, social and benefit at Orrin Moore Artesian Meadery at Garden Valley and Melrose, I believe is the intersection.
So that'll be going on Wednesday night. So you kind of start off with just a couple things happening, but Thursday it starts to ramp up.
Oh, yes. We start off with the Cascade Credit Union, who is our major sponsor. They're going to do a little ice cream social. They're going to have some wildlife safari, some little critters. They were a little leery about the big cats with people driving in with dogs and stuff.
And noisy cars.
And noisy cars. And from there, it goes to the retirement and rest home tour, and that's fun because they divide into five groups of cars, and each group visits up to five nursing homes, all different in the entire area, so we get a good coverage on that. And then in the evening, this is where we pick up because we got some new events. The first one is the Blade Axe House. They're going to be doing some things, and they're going to have some throws, contests, and a pinup thing. And then Rocky's Auto is going to have some things going on down at his end, Rocky's Auto Repair. Backside Brewery, again, is going to be doing their burnout competition, making lots of smoke. And Splits and Tin Down is going to be a major turnaround. They turn around between Splits and Pete's, which is down at the Graffiti Cruise Inn, as people drive back and forth, but they can hit all these other little events on Diamond Lake. And then it's followed up with Catalogs Golf. The Indoor Golf Center is our new event, and they're going to be all these guys are going to be doing the 50s things.
Yeah, and a lot of people driving back and forth all evening.
Yes, sir.
All right, so that's all going on. You mentioned Pete's as well. And on Friday, what happens?
Starts out with Lithia's down at the fairgrounds in that parking lot in the front of the racetrack. No cars will be on the dirt. Just a show and shine, trophies and all that good stuff. And when that ends in the afternoon, people can run out to Glide for the 10th annual Rat Rod Roundup. And they've got a car show, burnout competition, pinup contest, and a whole lot of things going out there. And then people will follow up later in the evening at Pete's Drive-In in Harvard, as usual.
Yeah, and even some live music over there.
Oh, yes, I believe so. I think he's going to have a band again.
Yeah, so that's happening. Seven Feathers with an outdoor concert.
Correct. That's if you want to go south and watch a concert. And that's Revisiting Creedence is the band.
Yeah, and now on Saturday, it's kind of the signature day of the week.
Yes, that's the primary of Graffiti Week. But it starts out with the Pancake Breakfast. And the big one is Stray Angel Show and Shine out at Melrose Winery. At the same time, I'll be doing a Corvette City Show and Shine on Jackson Street, where I invite all the Corvette clubs in the state to come down and park on Jackson, and I invite them to do that and then take the shuttle bus, which is important for everybody, to go out to the Melrose Winery and then come back and then hang around for the Flatheads Cruise that starts at 6.
And you've got a motorcycle show and shine, too.
Yes, I share a block of Jackson Street with the Elks, and they do an antique motorcycle show.
All right. Now, the cruise, first time I ever saw it, I was just, you know, years ago, I was just amazed. And the town really turns out.
Oh, yeah, it's big. People, parking is lots of fun. And but still, there's lots of cars, lots of people. Hopefully the heat doesn't cook the cars or the people. Like I hear that it's supposed to be hot.
Yeah, and then on Sunday, a few more things.
Yes, sir. We do, it says a new event. That's because the Mustangs at Douglas County Car Club took over for the Chevelles, and they're going to do a poker run. And then there's the Seven Feathers Cars and Coffee. And a new event again is the Roseburg Senior Center Car Show and Bingo. They're going to start off at 10 to 12 with coffee and donuts, free. And then they're going to roll into a bingo show or a bingo contest.
Now, you mentioned the events on Saturday, and you do have that shuttle bus service from a few different locations to get people around.
Yes, sir. I don't remember all the stops. The big one I remember is the one on Cass or Rose Street, right behind. It's right part of the overpark at, and where we can go from Jackson to through the overpark and get on the bus and go out to Melrose and back.
Right, and also stopping at the former Rite Aid Garden Valley.
Yep.
And then out to Melrose, because parking's pretty limited out there, right?
Yeah.
So you want to take the shuttle bus out there, get yourself back in. So how many years, I mean, graffiti has been around for many years. How many years have you been part of this?
I've been going a lot of years, but I think this is my fourth year as the prez, trying to organize and stay on top of everything.
What do you like best about Graffiti Weekend?
Oh, all the cars and all the people. I'll be living in my car this whole week.
Yeah, I bet. And what is your car?
82 Corvette Collector Edition.
And why have you stayed with that one?
Why did I pick that? I don't know. I've even got a showroom brochure, an original 82 brochure that I had back in high school days. So it was just happened.
Pretty cool. Well, Graffiti Weekend, all that going on. Of course, the website is up as well, and people can find out more if they go there. Anything else you want to let people know about today?
2 years ago in 23, we had a gentleman videoed by a 20-minute segment about graffiti, and that is posted on our webpage as well. So there's some history, people talking about who did what, why, where, when, and about the graffiti period. It's a new segment we put on the web.
All right, perfect. Bob Scott from the Graffiti Committee. We'll talk again on Friday. Going to be a lot of fun this weekend. Yeah, it is going to be hot.
People in cars will make it.
You bet. 8:40 at the Morning Report.